following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. Prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccount. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman, and it is freezing outside. I got out this morning and couldn't believe how cold it was outside, but I guess we should expect that. It is January, after all, and it's supposed to be cold, but man, I just look out my backyard and I say, can we take the cover off the pool? I just want to hang out outside. That's what I'm looking for. Let's get beyond the winter. Let's move on to the spring, and I can't wait to get there. But in the meantime, we got a lot of stuff going on. It is January. We have turned the corner for the year. 2020 is now officially hindsight. Yeah, you can't really say that very often, but 2020 is now hindsight, and we start moving forward with 2021. My name is Mark Friedman. Like I said, I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all across the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area since 1968. Yeah, it was a long, long time ago. My father started the firm back then. I joined the firm in 1991. And so I've been doing this. I'm approaching my 30th year doing this. Wow, it's hard to believe that it's been 30 years. Dad retired in 2007. My business partner, Marion Gilman, who you've heard here on the radio, joined us in 2000. And she's not with us, of course, this morning. Just me, live in studio. And we continue to provide advice to individuals and families, like I said, all across the region here. But we do it through a lens called financial planning first. And you know, we take this role of financial planning quite seriously. And over the past year, especially when you think back to the beginning of COVID, it's hard to believe that the market actually dropped 35% almost 12 months ago. In March, it dropped 35% very, very, very quickly. And here we end up the year of 2020 on an extreme positive. I mean, the S&P 500, I think, was up something like 16, 18%, something like that. So think about that. How do you start the year off where you're going up a little bit, then the market drops 35%, and then you end up 16, mid-teens, call it that. That is, that's pretty remarkable as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's, you wouldn't plan for that. And you know, when your accounts were down, when people's accounts were down in March and April of this past year, people were like, oh, this time it's different. It's not coming back for a long, long, long time. And once again, we were wrong. We were wrong during 9/11. We were wrong during 2008. No, I'm not saying we. I'm saying the country. The attitude was, we're not getting out of this. We're not getting out of this. I am a consummate optimist. I believe that we figure things out. We make things better because we are the greatest country in the world. We really are. When it comes to economic prowess, we figure out how to solve problems. And it doesn't matter whether you support a candidate, whether you're Democratic or Republican, that just doesn't matter. Look, as long as you're investing in your 401k plan, if you have a 457 plan, maybe, you know, because maybe you're a state employee, maybe you have a 403b, you're a teacher, maybe you invest on your own. If you're investing, understanding you are rooting for this economy to be successful. Because if you're rooting against the economy, you're rooting against your own investment portfolio. Think about that. When we when we hear stories about, oh my goodness, think about these CEOs and how much money that they are making and the profits that these companies are making. Yes, I understand from the employee standpoint, it seems very disjointed and unfair. And I think there is some work that can be done there to try to create some better benefits, some better opportunities for employees in these publicly traded companies. But at the same time, you want these companies to be profitable. Because if they're not, guess what, folks? Your 401k plan doesn't go up. So we have to be careful about what we're cheering for. Are we cheering for ourselves? Are we cheering? What are we cheering for? And the other thing to remember is when we're looking at our 401k plan, a lot of people are about to get their 401k statements for the end of the year. Perhaps you're getting your year-end statement from your investment account, from your IRA, from your 457, 403b, whatever it is. And you look at your accounts and that statement's going to show the performance for the year of what funds did well and what investments did poorly. Well, I think we're going to need a little bit of an education here because I am very, very worried that the do-it-yourself investor, those that say, you know what, I'm not going to seek guidance from a professional. I'm a pretty smart guy. I can do this on my own. Well, this is where our emotions get ahead of us. And one of the reasons that I look to encourage people to work with a financial planner is a financial planner will be there to provide rational advice during emotional times. So what I mean by that is take a look at your most recent, your year-end investment statement. And what you're going to do is you're going to look and you're going to see some of your funds could have had performance that was in the 30 and 40% range for the year. And then there are other stock funds that might have done 2%, 3%. And you think to yourself, why would I want to be investing in these funds that only did 2 or 3% when I got others here that were doing 30 and 40%? Well, this is the danger that many do-it-yourself investors face right now because magazines and publications are going to come out and they're going to tout some of the best performing investments for 2020. And I will tell you one thing that I've learned after 30 years in this business. I learned it a long time ago, but I continue to see it holding true. Is if you decide to buy an investment that was the best performing, part of the best performing investments for 2020, you can essentially guarantee yourself that you will not find yourself in the top group of performers this year. What do I mean by that? Let's say you had a fund that was up 70% for the year and you're going to see all sorts of press about why this fund was up so much and people say, oh my goodness, I have this fund in my own 401k plan. I could move money to this fund. And people will start doing it because they see how great the performance was last year. Folks, that is very deceiving. Chances are it's going to be very difficult to replicate anything close to that kind of performance because superior performance last year oftentimes is predicated on one or two or three stocks that might have been within the mutual fund. So think about this. Think about Zoom technology. And I'm not advising anybody to buy a stock or sell a stock. In fact, we don't encourage our clients to buy stocks at all. We want them to buy mutual funds, buy index funds, buy exchange-traded funds, buy packaged, professionally managed funds. But take Zoom technology, for instance. Back in December of 2019, do you know how many subscribers there were to Zoom technology? It was somewhere around 20 million people were subscribers to Zoom technology in December of 2019. Now here we are at the end of 2020. Well, we're actually into 2021 now. Do you know how many subscribers there are for Zoom technology? There's over 400 million people who subscribe to Zoom technology. Now, that's a heck of a growth rate, isn't it? 20 million to 400 million. And of course, as you can well imagine, the stock price went up. It went up pretty dramatically too. Now, if you were to look at that performance, you might think, wow, that's the kind of performance I can get out of a stock. Maybe I should go invest in that. What do you think the likelihood is of Zoom Technologies' penetration into more people in the market, going from 20 million subscribers to 400 million. What do you think? You think it's going to go to a billion now? You think it's going to go to 2 billion? Well, perhaps if there was the likelihood that we were going to stay masked up and stay quarantined for the next 2 or 3 years. Do you think that's going to happen? I don't. Do you think people are going to want to stop Zoom technology, Zooming? I do. But I think even if people, yes, people will cut back on the number of Zoom calls that they do, they may actually find competitors that are out there. Look, Microsoft has Teams out there. You've got GoToMeeting. You've got lots of other resources out there of ways to do video conferencing, and they've all learned from one another. Will Zoom technology remain the continual winner, the leader in this space? I don't know. But I don't know if I would start chasing an investment that's done so well last year with the expectation that it will continue to do that well in years forward. And what's kind of interesting is what you've seen when you look at your portfolio. Like I said, you look at your 401k and you look at the options that are in front of you and you see some funds were up 30, 40, 70, 80%, while others were up too. Other stock funds up too. And you say, well, why would I want to invest in something that was only up 2%? Well, I want you to close your eyes for a minute and think about this. If I were to ask you, if you were to invest in the stock market right now, would you prefer to invest in something that is stable, pays a dividend, is likely to be around for a long term during good times and bad, and doesn't change very much? So what I would do is think about that in my portfolio and say, is that something that makes sense to me? Do you think Caterpillar or heavy equipment companies or banks or utility companies, companies that pay dividends, those bellwether dividend paying stocks, do you think they're going to be around years from now? Or do you think a stock like Peloton or Zoom or some of these others will be around 10, 20 years from now? Chances are the slow and steady stocks, what are called value stocks, are going to be there. Now, growth stocks might be there too, but growth stocks usually have this wild ride, going up, going down, going up, going down. Now, value stocks, on the other hand, have not performed nearly close to expectation over the past couple of years because growth has so far outperformed. I want you to recognize that when you're looking at your portfolio, the stocks or the investments that were up this year are likely on the growth side of the asset allocation equation. And your value investments probably didn't do so well. In fact, they may have only given you a couple percentage points. Does that mean it's time to abandon them? Absolutely not. In fact, and this is going to blow your mind here, rationally, it makes sense to take some of your profits on the growth side, take it off the table, and throw it into the value side. Now, could you do that? Could you have the wherewithal? Could you be rational enough to do just that? That's where it gets tough. That's where you say, I don't want to stop taking money from something that's making money. It seems like daily it's making money, and throw it into something that isn't doing so well. Folks, this is where you need to step up. This is where you need to be rational. This is where you need advice from a professional so you're not making emotional decisions. That's what I call financial advice in a language you can understand. And that's what we provide each and every Saturday. Each and every Sunday. I lost track of days there for a minute. Each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. In a minute, we're going to take a quick break. And we will be back. I'm going to answer some questions that people have submitted. We do this newsletter every Friday. And if you'd like it, you can get it too. It's called Planning Pointers. It lands in your mailbox, in your inbox, I should say. Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. You go to the bottom of any page and you can sign up for our newsletter, which provides financial advice in a language you can understand every Friday, three little stories. But also in the newsletter, I encourage our subscribers, of which there are over 7,500, to send me questions that I can answer here live on the radio. And I'm about to do that when we get back. But also, if you are listening and you've got a burning question, maybe you heard something that I said you don't even agree with, give our office a call. Give the studio a call. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. And I'll be happy to answer your questions live on the air. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more financial advice in a language you can understand with Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. We'll be right back.
Money, 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 money. restaurant is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, for inside dining and for takeout. Azorian's restaurant and bar areas are huge, so the 25% capacity limits guarantee that you'll be well spaced out to enjoy your meal. Feel the difference when you dine at Azorian. Call ahead for weekend specials, highlighting the freshest seafood available, flavorful Mediterranean dishes, and more. Call 978-283-5500. Reserve your table or order takeout online. You'll always love the Azorian. Details at AzorianRestaurant.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're doing well this morning. It is cold if you haven't stepped outside, so you may want to stay under the covers a little bit longer. Get out the hot cocoa, light the fireplace, have an extra cup of coffee tonight and this morning because, I don't know, maybe the sun will start warming things up a little bit. But it is freezing outside this morning. I am nice and cozy and comfortable here live in the treetop studios of North Shore 104.9, right across the street from the North Beverly train station. Thanks to Biff for getting up early again with me this morning so that we can do this show. And we are here live in studio. If you do have questions and you want some financial advice in a language you can understand, give our office a call, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. And in fact, during the break, I got a text from somebody. I don't even know who it was from, to tell you the truth. They asked me a question, and somehow, maybe mistakenly, I gave out my cell phone number on one of these radio shows. They seem to have it. So I don't know who sent me this question, but the question was this: Mark, how do you invest in a market like this? And so, I mean, you could interpret that question in a lot of different ways. So I'll just interpret it the way that I understood the text to mean. And I look at it this way. Let's say you have new money. There are a lot of people who have been laid off from their job. They decided to retire a little bit earlier because, you know, frankly, it was just time. And they said, enough already. I'm going to retire. And so what ends up happening when you retire? Oftentimes you have money in your 401k at work. Now, first of all, you are not obligated in any way, shape, or form to take the money in your old 401k and move it. You can leave it there if you want. Now, there's reasons why you might want to keep it there, but for the most part, people want to move the 401k away from where they held it with their employer. Sometimes they move it to a new employer, and sometimes they offer the opportunity to roll it to an IRA. to your own personal retirement account. And frankly, that's what most people do. But generally, when you're moving money from your retirement account into an IRA, you generally don't move the assets in what's called in-kind, meaning the investment portfolio that you have in your 401k doesn't just up and lift and then drop into your new IRA account. Chances are, in 99% of the time, you have to liquidate that account to cash, and then it transfers in cash to your new IRA. Now, there's no taxes involved. There's no penalties involved because it's moving from your retirement account, your 401k, to an IRA. And remember, the check is not being paid made payable to you. You do not want to take possession of a check made payable to you. Instead, it's made payable to what's called a custodian, someone that is responsible for holding the money on your behalf. So let's say your 401k was at Vanguard, and Vanguard is your custodian for your 401k, or maybe it was Fidelity, or maybe it was UBS, or whomever it might be. And then you work with a financial advisor, and they talk to you about all of the options available, and you decide, okay, this is in my best interest to move this money into an IRA rollover where I can have I can have ownership of this. And so you fill out the paperwork, and or you make a phone call. Oftentimes you can do this as a conference call with a lot of companies. And they say, how do you want the check made payable? Well, if your name is Jane Young, you do not want the check made payable to Jane Young, because if it does that, you're going to have to pay tax on the distribution. But instead, you might say, I want the check made payable to LPL Financial for the benefit of Jane Young, LPL Financial being a custodian. It could say Vanguard for the benefit of Jane Young, or Merrill Lynch, or a number of different places you could name. But you want to make sure that you do this properly. But the reality is that when you do roll over that money, that is going to be a check. And whether that check is $100,000 or $1 million, it's a check. And it gets deposited into your new IRA rollover account. And when it gets deposited into that account, it goes into the basic cash account. So it's cash that's there. So now you have to make a decision. Okay, I got all this money. Now how do I invest it? And in a market like this, that has been just basically going in one direction, there's some blips along the way, but it seems to continue to go up, 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 up. Do you invest the money right away? How do you handle it? Well, you know, our approach over the past 2 or 3 years at Friedman Financial has, for the most part, been to be relatively conservative and do what's called dollar cost average your money in. So you get this amount of money, and we put it into a money market account, and then once a month, we'll pull, let's say, 1/5 of the account out and allocate it into your investments. And that was designed because we knew that the market was going to be volatile. We knew that the markets could go up and down. And we're all sitting here thinking, geez, this market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is over 30,000 right now. 4 years ago, it was at 18,000. That's a double. That's close to a double. Have we gone up too fast? Are we likely to see a big pullback? Maybe we just tip our toe back into the market, knowing that we just sold out of our 401k plan at a nice high price. Maybe we start to tiptoe back in over the next 4 or 5 months. The problem has been, as much prudence as we put behind that in 2018 and 2019 and 2020, the idea of dollar cost averaging or tiptoeing back in proved wrong. Now, hindsight's one thing. Do we want to do that again? You know, look, if we had invested all of our money just at once in 18 or 19, in 2018, 2019, or even 2020, we probably would have made money. But were we prudent to do it over time? So now we ask ourselves the same question. If this is going to be a long-term investment, and when I say long-term investment, even if you're rolling this money over at 65, 68, 70 years old, chances are you're not cashing out this account for the rest of your life. You're going to take a little bit of income from it. You might take distributions from it, but you want this money to last probably for 30 years or more. So you know you want to be invested. It's just, how do we start? So the approach that we've been taking at Friedman Financial has been to do this. Generally, our portfolios, when we set them up for our clients, those that are approaching retirement, it's generally a 60% stock market, 40% bond market approach. Sometimes it's a little higher, sometimes it's a little lower, depending upon your personal risk tolerance. And we're not dropping this money into some fixed model that's run by some computer system. We're actually buying the individual securities in your portfolio. When the market's dropping, we make some additional purchases, whatever. We do it. We're not letting a computer model do it. We're doing it especially and customized for you. But our approach might be this. Let's say you had, I'll grab $1 million just because I like to use $1 million. It's a lot of money. Instead of using $100,000, it's the same thing, that's just an extra zero on it. So let's say you had $1 million that you just rolled over from your 401k plan. Chances are the allocation is going to be somewhere around 60-40. The 40% allocation is going to go to what are called fixed income or income-producing securities. Generally, what we do is the 40% allocation on the income side, we're going to invest that money right away. Our feeling is the dollar-cost averaging into the bond side isn't necessary at this point. There's going to be, in our opinion, very little likelihood of significant volatility on the bond side over the next 4 or 5 months. In fact, the Federal Reserve has recently said that they have no intentions of raising interest rates anytime in the near future. In fact, they want to see a consistent year of inflation being at least 2.5%. And so we know we've got at least a year or two ahead of us before that happens. So getting your money invested on the bond side or the fixed income side or the income producing side makes sense. We get that in right away. But on the stock side, where we're investing in both large, medium and small sized mutual funds or ETFs or index funds, we invest in some growth, some value, some index securities. No one knows how volatile that can be. And there's a lot of issues that sit in Washington right now that could create an environment where the stock market could do very well or find some challenges in the weeks and months ahead. So we want to be careful there. So the allocation that goes to the stock market side is something that we try to invest in over, let's say, 4 or 5 months. So if you had, let's say, 60% of $1 million is $600,000. So perhaps in the first month, we'll take $150,000 of that $600,000 and invest it in the stock funds or the stock indexes, whatever it is that we wanted to buy for your benefit. And then a month from now, we buy another $150,000. And then the next month, we buy another $150,000. But know that it is not set to a particular day. It's like, look, okay, if we made this investment on the 26th of January, now we're going to do it on the 26th of February. Maybe, but if the stock market has a day or a week where it drops by 10%, maybe that's an opportunity to accelerate some of our buys in for you on your behalf. And that's the approach we take. That's how we go about investing in the market. And it's a what I believe a prudent approach. It makes us all feel good. Now, if we invested and the market just went up, just continued to go up without any pullbacks, yes, the dollar cost averaging program initially might produce a lesser return. But I think the prudence, especially in a period of time where there's so much uncertainty, I think that's important for you. Now, the question is, if you try to do this on your own, will you have the discipline to do just that? And that is difficult because you'll see some funds that are going up and you'll say, well, if this is going up, geez, I want to invest in more into a fund that's going up. Well, there are periods of time, folks, whether it's over a course of a year, 5 years, 10 years, and sometimes even months and weeks, where certain investments outperform other investments. It's very important that we lay the groundwork for the asset allocation. Let's say 60% in the stock market, 40% in the bond market. And then we start to dig in to say, how much do we want to have in large cap growth and large cap value and small cap growth and international and some in short-term bond funds, whatever it might be. How much do we want to have there? And will we have the discipline to continue to invest that way? Can you do it as an individual without getting your emotions involved? That is one of the reasons, just one of the very many reasons why people will hire a financial advisor. But if now is the time to get serious about your financial planning, I'd welcome you the opportunity to give us a call. We are visiting with clients. You're welcome to come into our office. Of course, you need to wear a mask. Or we can do it via Zoom. We can also just have a general phone call conversation. Give the office a call. I'd be happy to talk with you about your situation to see if we may be a good fit for you. Because you need to find someone that is the right fit. But I'll also tell you this. When it comes to working with a firm like ours, we're all about not only just doing the investment management, we're going to do all of the financial planning stuff too. And when we get back, I'm going to respond to a question that I got this week through our newsletter from Dottie from Salem. And she says, what does it mean to present a financial plan? I think what she means is, what does a financial plan look like when we present it to our clients? I want to try to walk you through the process of all the things that we cover to show you how comprehensive it really is. I think you're going to find this really interesting. And we'll provide more financial advice in a language you can understand. When we get back, you're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Gloucester's Azorian Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, for inside dining and for takeout. Azorian's restaurant and bar areas are huge, so the 25% capacity limits guarantee that you'll be well spaced out to enjoy your meal. Feel the difference when you dine at Azorian. Call ahead for weekend specials, highlighting the freshest seafood available, flavorful Mediterranean dishes, and more. Call 978-283-5500. Reserve your table or order takeout online. You'll always love the Azorian. Details at AzorianRestaurant.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ever wonder why the Italians are so happy? You know, it's the food. Hi, Nick Yeba here, the owner of Teresa's Italian Eatery. I decided to create a place where you feel like part of that big Italian family, dining over stories, great food, and lots of fine wine. Come to Teresa's Italian Eatery at 149 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton. Available for dine-in, takeout, and catering. Teresa's Italian Eatery, dine like one big Italian family.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. And yeah, folks, it is about the money, because if you don't have money, it makes things a lot more difficult. And so you want to be sure that you have the money that's right for you. I'm not saying you have to have Bill Gates money. You don't have to have Warren Buffett money, but you have to have enough money so that you can do the things that you've grown accustomed doing and the things that you want to do. So how do you make sure that you have that? And of course, as retirement comes rolling along, when that paycheck stops, how do you know that you have enough money to continue doing what you want to do? So yeah, it is about the money at the end of the day. And that's what we do, is we try to provide financial planning advice in a language you can understand right here on North Shore 104.9 every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. But I do it outside of the radio station, too, at my business, Friedman Financial, which is located at 41 Cross Street, right across the North Shore Mall, and right above the fabulous Daniela's Ristorante. If you haven't eaten there yet, go check it out. It is what the former Alto Forno used to be. In fact, I ate there, when was I there? Friday night. And they continue to manage the socially distanced rules as best they can. You feel incredibly safe, and the food is just fabulous there. Actually, the garlic bread is out of this world at Daniela's. If you haven't been there, even if you just go for the garlic bread, it is awesome. So check that out. Anyways, when I was, the last segment, I didn't realize I was looking at my phone. And I was talking about people enrolling in our newsletter, signing up for it. It comes out every Friday. We've been doing it since March of 2008. Hard to believe it's been almost 13 years that we've been doing this. Every Friday at 10:30 in the morning, you get our free newsletter in your inbox. It's called Planning Pointers. It provides three short stories that are all financial advice in a language you can understand. We've got 7,500 subscribers, and sometimes I try to promote it on the radio to see who might be listening. And surprisingly, during the show so far today, I want to welcome Ken Miller, Sarah Schroeder, Trisha Butler, and Mike Pawlowski for signing up for the newsletter. Four people signed up for the newsletter already this morning. So, yeah, I get notifications of that. So thank you. And you'll begin receiving the newsletter every Friday in your inbox. Feel free to send us questions. Feel free to give us a call if you'd like to schedule a free initial consultation. We are here for you. But as I mentioned, one of the questions that I got last week from one of our readers of the newsletter was from Dottie from Salem, who wrote, "What does it mean to present a financial plan?" So what I thought we would do in this segment is I would walk you through what happens in a financial planning presentation. In fact, I did it. We actually presented something this week to a new client, and I actually ran it by my son, Corey. He wanted to see what a financial plan looked like. And he's been taking a personal finance class at North Andover High School. And when I walked him through our process, his eyes kind of lit up because he says, "You know, Dad, I understood more than half of what you were talking about because I'm learning it in school." And I'm thinking, wow, that's great. That financial planning, the financial planning class that you're taking in school is really preparing you for your future. So let me walk you through the various phases of what goes on in a financial planning presentation. Now, leading up to a planning presentation, we have already gathered data from clients. And that could mean, I'll list you off a whole bunch of things that we gather in advance. At least 6 months of bank statements, your tax return, recent statements from any investment accounts that you have, retirement accounts that you have, life insurance policies, annuity statements that you might have. It might be your homeowners, your automobile, your umbrella insurance policies, your pay stubs, your wills, any type of estate planning documents you might have. We gather all of that. We're going to look at it. Your benefits booklets from work. So we understand all of the elements of your financial life. We also ask about, are you expecting any inheritances? Do your parents or grandparents provide you some economic support? We're meaning that they give you an extra few thousand dollars a year just to help out with stuff. All of that contributes to your cash flow and the money that comes in. So once we've gathered all of that information, we put together something that's called a net worth statement. And the net worth statement allows you to see on one page generally what you own, which means adds up everything that's an asset, things that have value to you, and we subtract out things that you owe, like your mortgage, a car payment, a student loan, a home equity loan. And so when you add up everything you own and you subtract out everything you owe, that shows you your net worth. That includes the value of your house, everything. And we also break down that net worth statement to show who owns what. Do you own it? Does your spouse own it? Do you own it jointly? Do you own it in a trust? Because how you own each of these assets is incredibly important in a variety of areas. Maybe how you might take the money, how it will be passed on to the next generation, if there are limitations on how you can touch the money. We want you to understand everything about it. So during that financial planning presentation, we're going to share with you first the net worth statement to make sure that we've captured everything. And then we move on to something that's called a cash flow analysis. The cash flow analysis takes a look at trying to understand how much money you spend on a monthly basis. That's a tough one. That is a tough one because it's pretty easy for you to tell me how much money you make. Everybody seems to know what their net take-home check is from salary or what their gross amount of money is that they make. If I say, oh, I'm guessing that you make about $100,000. No, actually, it's $102,000. Everybody seems to know how much they make, but they don't know how much they spend. In fact, people can tell me how much they save quicker than they can tell me how much they spend. Because oftentimes your saving is done through your 401k. You take 10% of your income and it goes to the 401k. Maybe you make an IRA contribution each year. But when I ask you how much you spend, you generally don't know. Because think about this. When you're planning for your retirement, all your life you've been saying, put money aside, invest money, let it accumulate. But then the day comes when the paycheck stops. The paycheck just stops. And you have to rely on Social Security, perhaps a pension, and the money that you've accumulated to support your income. And the biggest fear that people have as they approach retirement is, will I have enough money to support me for the rest of my life? And that, when that question is staring you in the face, that's often the time when people pick up the phone and say, oh my goodness, I need some professional guidance so that I don't have to worry about this, because it is a huge burden to carry. If you don't know how much you're spending and you don't know whether the money's going to run out. So part of that financial planning presentation gives you a sense of understanding how much you're spending. Now, how do we figure that out? How do we figure out how much you're spending? Well, when we have all of this documentation, when we have your tax return, when we have your pay stubs, and when we have your bank statements, it's pretty easy, though it's taken us some time to figure out some models for doing this, to figure out how much money comes into the household, how much goes to savings, how much goes to special projects like, oh, we had to write a check for $5,000 to replace the driveway, or we had to pull out $10,000 this year to replace the roof, whatever it is. What is your general normal operating expenses? We can figure that out. Now, I don't care whether you buy, Jolly Green Giant green beans at Shaw's, or you go to Whole Foods and buy organic green beans. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not looking that far into this. It's just generally, what are you spending? And I will tell you, generally, our clients are spending somewhere between $6,000 and $12,000 a month. That's what they're generally spending on stuff. Now, when I say $6,000 to $12,000 a month, that's not before taxes. That's after taxes. So that means, imagine taking home your paycheck, you get your net check that comes in, that's what gets deposited in your bank account. And you look at all of that, and then you use those dollars to support your expenses. It's generally 6 to 12. Now, don't get me wrong, we've got clients that will spend $25,000 a month, and I've got others that spend $2,000 a month. But generally, it's around $6,000 to $12,000 a month on ordinary, regular expenses. So now when we showcase that to you in your financial plan, we got a sense as to how much you're spending. So now if that number is, let's say that number is $10,000 a month that you're spending. Now what we have to do is we have to figure out, is there enough money based upon Social Security, pension, and the money that you have to continue to provide for a $10,000 a month spending lifestyle for the rest of your life? And that's when we start to do the retirement analysis. And I will tell you, this is the most exciting but also fearful time when it's presentation time to show a client whether they can retire. So the first thing we do in that presentation is we share some basic assumptions. And we say, look, these are only assumptions. Any plan that we present to you has got to be fluid. There's lots of changes that will go on in your life. But let's work with what we know to be true. Let's work with what we know to be true. And so we'll list, in retirement, you're likely to collect Social Security. And we will have already taken a look at the Social Security statements to understand how much you're going to get from Social Security. Perhaps in retirement, what you might call retirement, you might be stopping one job, but you might say, I want to work part-time for the next 10 years and maybe make $25,000 a year. And so we'll put that factor in. So we'll know that those are some certainties that are in play. The other certainties that we know are some expenses. Well, there are certainties, but there are also assumption certainties. But there are assumptions that we use. We'll say, okay, you want to spend $10,000 a month. But what's interesting, of that $10,000 a month, maybe $2,000 of that $10,000 is applied to your mortgage. And that mortgage is going to stop in 10 years. So do you really have $10,000 of expenses for the rest of your life? Probably not. Maybe you have $10,000 for the next 10 years, but then maybe it goes to $8,000, increased with inflation, of course, for the rest of your life. So we put that factor in. And then we also take a look to say, if we're approaching retirement, are we saving any more money? And we assume that. We then take a few other assumptions. We say that we expect you to live to age 100. Now, some people scoff at that. They say, 100? I'm not living that long. Well, would you rather me have you live to 80 and then you outlive it? I'd rather show what life is to 100 because I think that's more appropriate. We are living longer, folks, whether you want to believe it or not. And we're likely to live even longer than the generation that's living right now. So I'm going to push it to 100. I'm also going to say that any money that's been invested that you have invested right now is going to earn on average 6%. I'm also going to say that the cost of goods and the cost of living is going to go up 2.5%. And the money that you have in the bank is going to earn 0. And then with all those factors, we then try to show an illustration that says, if you got Social Security, if you were able to work in the scenario that I showed you, work part-time for a few years, and we needed to draw upon the money that you've accumulated to pick up the difference, will the money last for the rest of your life? And that's where the drum roll comes in. And does it work? And sometimes it does. And sometimes it doesn't. And I will tell you, more often than not, it not only works, but it tells us that you need to spend more. What? Need to spend more? Yeah. Oftentimes we find that you have the ability to spend more. Because unlike our parents, or grandparents, I should say, who when they died left nothing to the next generation. They had a pension and Social Security, maybe a couple $1,000s in the bank and a house worth $29,900. There was nothing to pass on. Think about what you have. You have equity in your home right now. You have an investment account, a retirement account that is designed to just spin off income and not really touch the principal. So think about how much money you're going to pass along to the next generation. You're going to make them really wealthy if you don't use some of your money and improve your life in retirement, perhaps. I mean, we have to look at the situation, of course. So it's an interesting conversation, and people love that dialogue. And then we run some what-ifs. They say, well, what if I died at age 80 rather than age 100? Or what if I decided to spend, instead of $10,000 a month, $12,000 or $14,000? Or what if I wanted to buy a car every 3 or 5 years? Or what if we wanted to add an extra $10,000 for medical expenses for the rest of our lives? We can play all of those what-ifs, but the baseline has to be in. It has to be in play. And this is what makes it exciting for a lot of folks. They can see it on live. They see it on the screen. They can feel good. They feel this huge weight has been lifted off their shoulders. But knowing that you can retire is only part of the story. There's things like insurance protection, estate planning protections, ownership of issues, what happens if one spouse dies, all of that. And you know what? I got to take a break. But when we get back, let's continue this story. Let's share more about what it is that we present in a financial plan. I think you're really going to find this interesting because when you talk to other financial advisors out there, I'm not quite sure that they're walking you through in this much depth what it is that they're doing as a financial plan. Sometimes it's just, let's invest the money. We'll do the financial planning later. At Friedman Financial, we're doing the financial planning first before we ever make a recommendation on how to invest your money. That's called financial advice in a language you can understand. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Share with you my story. Would you share your dollar with me?
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's restaurant. And yes, we are clearly live in the studio today, and love to have you here. It is freezing outside this morning. I think it said 17 degrees outside, and with the wind, I mean, it's brutal out there. When we last left you, I was walking you through the process that a question that Dottie from Salem had sent to me through our newsletter called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Sunday. I mean, I'm sorry. Our newsletter comes out each and every Friday. It is early this morning. Comes out every Friday at 10:30 in the morning and lands in your mailbox. All you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, and we will get that newsletter off to you with financial advice in a language you can understand. As we continue to go through our financial planning process, like I was telling you, we talked about the cash flow report. We talked about the net worth statement. We talked about the retirement planning analysis and the what ifs that we can do for you. So now you know whether you can retire, whether you can't retire, whether maybe you need to spend more money in retirement. But what are some of the other things that we look at? Well, first of all, I need to take a look at your homeowners, your automobile, and your umbrella policy. Do we sell that stuff? Absolutely not. But we'll take a look to see, are you protecting yourself appropriately? We'll look at your life insurance. We'll look at your disability insurance. Do you have the proper protection while you're working and as you head into retirement? Do you even need life insurance? Fair question to ask. Something that we have to explore with every client. We'll also start to read your estate planning documents, your wills, your trusts, your powers of attorney, your healthcare proxies, to make sure that you have protected yourself, but also to make sure that you're reminded of who you have named as the trustee of your trust, as the executrix or personal representative in your will, as the person that will be there for you to stand in as your power of attorney. Is that still who you want it to be? And another thing that we look at, which is very, very important, is the beneficiaries on your accounts. Who will you leave the money to if you were to die? And that's one of those things that we see all the time, where we can still see people naming their mom as beneficiary despite the fact that you might have been married for 25 years. You got to go back and fix that stuff. But we try to raise those issues. And you know, one of the things that I have not mentioned at all during the financial planning process just yet, how about investments? Yeah, we look at those too. We take a look at your investments to say, are you properly structured? Are you properly aligned with your risk tolerance and with your goals? Because maybe you'll be leaving your investments for a while with your company. Maybe you're still working and it's going to stay with your 401k plan. We want to make sure that you have the right alignment. And when it's time to retire and you need to take possession of some of those dollars, are you prepared to align them properly so that they are in the appropriate arrangement with your goals, with your spending needs, and everything else? Lots to think about when it comes to financial planning, and we're here to help you. Give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. I got to get out of here and turn the mic over to Scott Whitley. He's in with Wicked Bites. If you're hungry, stay tuned because he's got a lot of great food talk in store. I got to get out of here. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.
104.9.